האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים.
הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות
מתוך ליקוטי הלכות קטע הכנה
ליקוטי הלכות the preparation passage when a person wants to come closer to the creator and to repent he must go through thousands and tens of thousands and numerous descents and he must be strong and mighty and strengthen his heart each time not willing to move out of his place out of any descent in the world the most important is strengthening to always strengthen himself even if he's not as it is as he is to believe completely with full faith that there is no descent in the world because everywhere you can find the creator even if he falls to the bottom hell nevertheless one should strengthen himself always and never despair because even there the creator is and this is the most important essence in the work of the creator and its foundation that everything depends on that and one should never fall even no matter what he goes through and all of the righteous that existed from the beginning of the world that were rewarded with whatever they were rewarded happy were they happy was their share they all reached their wholeness only through this discernment by not despairing ever because they too went through many descents and falls however they strengthened themselves each time even though they went through whatever they went through and through the strengthening they were rewarded with whatever they were rewarded with and know that a person has to pass on a very narrow bridge and the rule and the most important is to not be afraid at all
So our workshop question is how specifically in the descent can we find the opportunity to turn to the creator rather than turn to despair so how specifically in the descent we can find the opportunity to turn to the creator rather than to fall into despair
In truth this is exactly the place where the 10 comes in One of the first places is to care to have such an environment that from it you can suck off the power and the importance, mostly that all the situations come from one source, there is none else besides him, and that indeed each state is a preparation for a prayer, that the Creator is arranging for us a place to see that without him we will not succeed in connecting. Instead of despairing, we should tell him, this is what we need, here is where we need help, and scrutinize everything. And this only comes from the 10.
Yes, I agree. Other than the 10 and the preparation, the covenant between the friends, it's only luck. You have no other options.
Only the friends can help. Or luck, as Gershon said, it depends on how much during the ascent or when you were inspired, you put in hooks, you tied yourself to the friends.
We need to work on one hand on the importance and greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, to provide energy in the work constantly, to always show the benefits, to give energy to each other, an example. And on the other hand, to see, as the friend said, how to constantly be concerned about those hooks, those irons that will hold us throughout all the situations, and to care for a strong environment.
To care for the friends, first of all, instead of engaging in what I feel, find someone that you can help. And not to stop acting, because the acting that the 10 does, if they don't bring out what they feel, but rather instead they give you what Rabash gives us, at that point the person who is in the tent, he sees something is wrong with him and he starts looking for how do I join the 10.
I'd also add to dedicate yourself to dissemination ahead of time. And then when I'm forced to go out to disseminate, even though I feel a descent, then the descent turns into a great ascent and the unpleasant sensation turns into prayer.
Yes, I agree with Yuri that we need to have constant, regular things in our routine that force us to come out of ourselves beyond any personal feeling. And that simply does its works, so long as we keep some constant contact, regular contact with the society, with the path, with dissemination. It is possible to overcome any situation.
Yeah, that certainly helps. And in retrospect, it's very easy to be smart about it, but how to proceed? It's like a muscle that we need to develop. It's the way we learn that you need to turn every descent into an ascent, and all the crimes that are discovered need to be covered with love. That's a trigger, a motivation to turn to the Creator. That's what we discover in the Ten, and it's a sort of habit that we want to acquire.
Specifically, the descent is the place where the ego wants to be least. And there, Kabbalists say, is where the progress is. Everything depends on that. All the great Kabbalists went through that, and they attained specifically according to how much they fell. This is not grasped by the ego, but it can only be grasped in the structure of the ten, where we can strengthen each other and be like a wheel that is going forward, that if it doesn't go down at any point, it cannot advance. So others have to go up, and it is all through connection.
Read the text again. When one wants to come close to the Creator and to repent, he must go through many thousands of descents, and he needs to be a powerful hero to strengthen his heart every time without moving from his place despite any descent ever. And the main thing is reinforcement, to always reinforce himself, even though he's as he is, to believe with whole faith that there is no descent in existence, because in every place one can find the Creator. Because even when one falls to the bottom of hell, nevertheless one must reinforce himself and to never despair, because the Creator is found also there. And that's the rule for the work of the Lord and the foundation that everything depends on. Never to fall, regardless of whatever happens to one. And all the righteous people in the world who were awarded with what they were awarded with, they all came to their wholeness only through this discernment, that they never allowed themselves to despair, because they also suffered many descents and falls, but they reinforced themselves, strengthened themselves every time, despite whatever they went through. And thanks to this strengthening, they were awarded with what they were awarded with. And know that one must traverse a very narrow bridge, and the rule is never to be afraid. So another short round. What is that narrow bridge we want to traverse, and what does it mean to never fear at all?
The narrow bridge is coming out of yourself and caring for others. Love your friend as you love yourself.
Perhaps it's the amplitude between the descent and the ascent, which keeps growing.
Specifically in those states, to remember that the Creator is managing this whole game.
Yes, it's the upper force and self-annulment.
This bridge passes through the 10. It helps us to tune ourselves, calibrate ourselves, not to deviate to the right or to the left. A person has to prepare himself that everything that he does, it's only in order to strengthen to the friends and contribute to them. Then he won't be mistaken and he'll be able to cross that narrow bridge.
Yes, as Baal Sulam says, there's only a very specific and accurate direction to advance to if we want to achieve the quality of bestowal, to reach the Creator, and we mustn't stray to the right or left. We need all of the means that we have in order to not lose our direction, and to summarize, to be in the right direction.
The friends in the 10 are like the bricks of that bridge. If we connect all of them together, we will have a chance to turn to the Creator.
A narrow bridge means that to the right and to the left you see the fall into the abyss, and on that one line of connection, which is perhaps unclear, perhaps you can rarely see your next step. There specifically the Creator arrives and allows you to advance. The narrow bridge is it's a bridge that you pray to be able to cross.
Shatola, Leman Beit Hashem Elokeinu, Avak Shatola.